Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to Arya Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones podcast hosted by two Australian comedians and friends who like to talk about Game of Thrones and be funny to each other.
I don't like either of those things. Sorry, not going to do it this week.
All right.
I just reckon people aren't into Game of Thrones anymore. Now's not really the time to be talking about
it. Sure, and funny podcasts are not really a thing anymore either.
Nah, so. Recaps of shows and like, I don't know, man. Who wants to watch a bunch of fights with zombies? So many zombie shows.
Yeah, that is true.
Fear the Walking Dead.
I do.
Fear the saturation of the market with zombie things.
I actually started to get a bit of that feeling with this episode of like, oh, that's right, this is a zombie show now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Our names, by the way, are Ben Vanel and Adam Knox.
Yes, I'm the Ben Vanel one.
I'm the Ben Vanel two.
You suggested this before we started recording, Knox, but we have a lot of new listeners.
Yeah.
It could be people who already know us and are just jumping in for this final season.
Yeah.
But if not, hello, welcome to the show. We just talk about Game of Thrones.
We talk about this is the fifth last episode? Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Man, I really enjoyed this episode.
This was good. I feel pretty much the same about this one as I did the previous one.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, all of the scenes are good and I like these actors and I like these interactions, all these crossovers. I'm still sort of just waiting for something, I guess.
A lot more than any other series, this really feels like it's one extended sequence.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like the whole thing is going to be focused on... I mean, this battle will probably happen in the next episode.
Yep.
And then the remaining three will be like a retreat and a whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. I have really... I like the actual excitement and tension that I felt of this impending battle during this whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone kind of having that, you know, doomed, given up, sort of resigning yourself to death and battle vibe.
Yeah.
There's something I can really relate to about just knowing you're going to die and almost welcoming it.
It's really has the feeling of like the first, you know, half of the Two Towers movie.
Right.
Of like, all right, everyone, we're fucking... This is it, our last stand against all the odds.
The ship's coming in on Saving Private Ryan.
Yep.
During that mythical battle of World War II.
Yeah.
The Battle of the Bastards.
You're not a denier of that battle, are you?
I'm such a firm denier that I deny the entirety of modern history.
I did like the feeling. But I still, I don't know why, I still have that thing of like, I'm waiting for this to pick up, for something to happen.
Yeah.
Which is maybe unfair because...
Well, there's that quote about war. I don't know if it's a quote or just a saying. I guess a saying is a quote.
Yep.
That it's like 90% boredom, 10% terror.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like them doing this little boredom bit.
Sure.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, they also worked out a bunch of sort of kinks in the plot that they set up last week. Or at least they added a few.
I found out about a couple of kinks during this episode. That's for damn sure.
Oh, God. I found out that I specifically don't have one.
Yeah. There was one scene in particular where it was us and my girlfriend watching it and she literally put her head in her hands and went, nah.
I felt really uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it's weird seeing someone get knighted.
I mean, a woman should not be knighted. let's go through this episode, the title of which I do not know.
No, me neither.
We're recording this immediately after having watched it, by the way.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find that out as we begin.
Yeah, go for it. Okay, so first scene, and I'm glad that it started with this because it, you know, it was so specifically teased last week.
Oh, I will just say, in the opening sequence, a few more blue tiles.
Yes.
They've taken over the last half and stuff.
Yes, they're doing that. Was that one of the few notes that you took?
I took some notes. They're just not particularly detailed. Like, I've got here, Jorah Daenerys room.
Good to note that they were in a room. But yes, we pick up this episode with Jaime standing in the court of Winterfell with Daenerys.
Yeah.
Giving him a little dressing down.
A big dressing down.
Mm.
And like Sansa also very much, him being judged by all the people he's wronged.
Very much so, yeah.
It felt nice.
Yeah.
To kind of watch him, have it brought more to your attention how much he has changed and the fact that they're like, fuck you, how can I trust you? And you kind of go, oh, no, you can't trust him.
Yes.
In the back of your head.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Daenerys is like, you're like, I was told stories about how much of a fuckhead you are.
Yeah.
Why should I trust you?
We had a little lullaby that my brother would sing me every night as we went to sleep. It went, Jamie, he's a cunt. If you don't kill him, why not, bitch? Viserys was an idiot and a mean guy.
Yeah, and he couldn't rhyme.
he sung it.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right. Sansa is like, you were there when my family was destroyed.
You fought my dad in the street.
Yeah.
You fucking are a piece of shit.
Yeah. I had a little lullaby I used to sing to Arya and Bran. It used to go, Jamie.
He's a cunt.
Yeah. Jamie, he's a cunt.
I'm a banana. I can't find the name of this episode.
Okay.
Apparently this one leaked online early as well.
Really?
It though, by like 6 hours or so.
Okay.
That's crazy that keeps happening to them.
Mm.
So
what happens first? Is it Bran?
So Tyrion, I think, gets up and sort of...
That's
or like
right.
Daenerys has a go at Tyrion for... And both of them for going like, okay, because Jaime explains, well, she's not coming. And she's got 20,000 new troops.
Yeah.
Sorry. That thing that me and Tyrion both promised you would happen, we were dumbasses about.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, were you dumbasses or were you helping your family, you idiots? Then, yeah, Sansa has a go at him. Bran has that little... He's like, oh, look, Jaime says I trust my sister and I was stupid. I was blinded. And then Bran goes, the things we do for love.
Yeah. A song.
That's true that it is a...
That was the first thing I thought.
Well, it was the thing he said when he shoved him out the window, too.
Yes. Yeah.
That song happened to be playing. Yeah, no idea what the name of this episode is.
Five, okay.
Let's call it... Before the Storm.
Okay.
I reckon it'll be something like that.
All right, okay.
The Wolf Waits.
Season 8, episode 2.
But yeah, so everyone's kind of giving Jaime hell, but Brienne,
yes,
at some point stands up and does a big speech, says directly to Sansa, like, hey, I trust this motherfucker. Me and him, we're tight. I love this bitch.
Yep.
He's my dog.
Yep.
I'm absolutely pounding down with this guy. As in, like, fist bump.
Yes.
And that's enough for Sansa.
Yeah. She says he made an oath and he fulfilled that oath. He did everything that he could to do that. He has honor.
And
if he says he's going to do something, he'll do it.
Totally. And he also, like, that promise was to Sansa's mother.
Yes.
Which Sansa goes a little like, oh, God.
Well, yes. Brienne is like, you would be dead if it wasn't for Jaime. Okay.
Yeah. Correctly.
Yeah. Yep.
So her vouching for Jaime is enough for Sansa. Sansa goes, I trust Brienne with my life.
Mm.
She trusts Jaime with hers. Therefore,
you're in. And then everyone sort of looks over to Daenerys.
Yeah. She asks Jon, like, what do you reckon? And he just goes, I don't know. We need soldiers.
Yeah.
He's a soldier.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not into drama. Okay.
Jon really hates drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just so sick of all the backstabbing.
Whereas Daenerys, she is a messy bitch and she lives for drama.
Dude, she is always gossing.
She's a goss hound.
Dude, she loves to goss.
She really does goss.
And yeah, then they basically trust
I like
him.
To call her Ryan Gosling.
I call her Gosford Park.
Okay, that's where she lives, maybe.
Goss...
Van Sant.
Good.
The yeah, that's basically that scene, and then they all Daenerys looks a bit annoyed about having to trust Jaime, but whatever. She goes, well, if you guys are into it, then whatever.
Yeah.
Out she goes to go, like, post about it on Instagram.
They have a walk and talk. They have a West Wing walk and talk.
Drama loving Daenerys doing, like, Instagram stories. There's, like, 40 of them, and she's got the dog filter on going, like, I just sticked it with the high-pitched voice. Everyone has to stand up as I leave. This is one of the notes that I took that I'm kind of glad that manners have gone.
Oh, yes.
There's so much fucking standing up as people go in and out of a room.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
Oh, I hate standing.
Yeah. Unless you're the person who everyone has to stand for.
Yeah, but even then...
You're like, oh, come on, everyone, just sit down.
Yeah, there's a lot of shuffling and noise.
Sure.
Every time you walk into a room of, like, chairs scraping. Fuck that. Make me unking me.
I'm all for it. I wish there were more manners than even then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're so polite, you want to abolish chairs entirely.
Absolutely.
You're either standing or you're lying down.
Yeah, and I'm the only one who can lie down.
It's like one of those theater sports games where if you're standing, someone else has to be kneeling and a third
person. And that has to be ingrained in society and everyone has to remember it perfectly.
All right. I'll base jump off a building if that was the case. Tyrion and Daenerys having a little chat in the corridor afterwards. She's fucking fuming with him.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like,
how could you not know that this was going to happen? It's your sister. Are you fucking with me?
I feel like she or someone has said a similar thing before where, like, if you didn't know, then you're a fool. If you did know, then you're a traitor.
Yeah, it is her and Tyrion had that interaction. Oh, no. It's Sansa and Littlefinger.
Right.
When Littlefinger comes to talk to her and Brienne and it's about Ramsay.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. In, like, the burned out house.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says sort of the same thing to Tyrion. And
totally.
Like, yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm a fool.
Mm.
It's that one.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, Jorah brings up later, Tyrion cops to his mistakes.
Yeah.
He's an honorable guy.
Yes.
He learns from his mistakes.
Yep.
Something which I never do because my next note doesn't make sense.
my next note is Gendry's in the smithy.
Also, Tyrion, like, says to Varys and Jorah, like, I guess one of you will be wearing this little badge soon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Specifically, it's important that he says it to Jorah.
Yes.
For later on.
Yeah. Good point. Not in my notes, that one. But
my brain is my notes.
Okay. But yes, the next scene is Gendry, and he's really being a good blacksmith.
Dude, he's a hunky blacksmith.
He's a hunky blacksmith.
He's swinging them hammers.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking cold, getting them swords nice and hot, but then cold.
Yes.
You never know which one he's going to do. A little bit of hot breath, a little bit of cool breath.
But he's always sweating.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just trickling down those pectorals.
I want him to treat my pussy like a spear and hammer it.
Right.
That's what I want.
Yep. That's what women love, getting hammered.
Yeah. You want to do it as fast and as hard as possible in the middle of a furnace and then pour a bucket of cold water on them afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you be a hunk.
Hard, fast, and annoying.
Yeah, Arya comes in.
My note for this is Arya has an eyebrow raised for the whole scene.
She is absolutely hammering and bucketing and forging him with her eyes.
Yes, completely.
Really giving him a good once over.
It's a hot smithy and she is in heat.
Dude, if it weren't so hot in the forge, it'd still be steaming here.
Oh, absolutely.
This would still be a steamy scene.
I meant she'd be either Pacino or De Niro. She'd be in heat. But yeah, man, really just an eye-fucking of epic proportions.
And he doesn't seem to be either aware of or into it necessarily.
I think that's a fair assessment.
He keeps kind of deflecting it, being like, oh, all right, dumbass, why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
I think he specifically says that. And then she asks him where her fucking weird spear that she drew is.
Yep. Oh, fuck, that's...
Remember that drawing of the spear?
Yeah. No, but this next bit where he's like, "What? You don't need a spear. Just calm down. I'm making weapons for the soldiers." And then she takes three spearheads.
Yeah, she goes, "Oh, you don't think I'm a soldier, hey? I can't fight in a battle? That's interesting.
Well, would you like to play a round of darts, perhaps?
Yeah. You ever been to a carnival before? Because I'm going to throw knives at this guy and miss three times. That's some poor fucking guy standing next to that pillar. She starts throwing the little spearheads into, getting scared and running off. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess, Gendry doesn't know that she's had all this training.
Yeah.
She's asking him about the White Walkers, being like, are they scary? And he, not a poet.
Yes.
He not a poet. Fuck.
Yeah.
It kind of goes like, oh, they're bad.
They're very bad.
But then eventually...
They're really bad.
They remind me of death. It's like fighting death. And then, yeah, she does her whole death has many faces.
Yes.
Bullshit again.
Yeah.
Starts flinging knives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that is when he's like, oh, okay.
Yes, I think so.
He maybe has a little bit of a turn.
Well, because she says... Oh, no, she says later that she's changed to the Hound. But this is what, but that's what she's doing to Gendry. She's demonstrating, I've changed, I've grown up.
Yep.
Is everyone going to accept that? Maybe, maybe not.
I've been in uni for 1 year. I'm an adult.
Yeah, I understand how to take control of my sexuality.
Kind of Arya's vibe in this episode is
completely.
Like, I'm a freshman and I got drunk once with the Hound, so bleh.
Yep, agreed.
So is it Jaime and Bran in the Godswood next?
It is indeed, yeah.
Yeah, this was nice. Jaime, like, after spending two episodes pretty much only having looks at Bran like, oh,
yeah.
What's he going to say something? Because I didn't realize until they had this conversation that it wasn't common knowledge that Jaime had pushed him out of that window.
Right.
Most people don't know that. I don't think any of the people there know that.
Sure, yeah, because there were accusations at the start that the Lannisters were behind maybe the assassin.
Exactly, the assassination attempt was known, and I think maybe like Catelyn and like some dead people knew.
Right.
I can't really remember, but the people who were here don't seem to, because in this conversation that they have in the Godswood, like Jaime goes, oh, I'm sorry about that. Bran's like, you weren't then when you did it. If you didn't say sorry as you pushed me out of that window.
Yeah, yeah. But Bran also says, you did it because you were trying to protect your family.
Yep.
Like, you weren't doing it because you're an evil monster. You were doing it out of fear and, trying to protect
as
your
you
own.
So catchily sung at the time, the things we do for love.
Yes.
When I'm with this evil woman. And are they both ELO? Who's the things we do for love by? That's Hall & Oates, isn't it? Is it?
I don't think it's not ELO.
No, the things we do for love.
It could be like 10cc or Hall & Oates, something like that. Yeah,
who knows? But they kind of apologize, and Bran's like, "Don't worry, I'm a wizard now.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit."
He does that. He literally says again, "I'm not Bran."
Yeah,
I am not Bran.
And more people are just like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Like, Jaime just sort of goes, "Oh, I'm sick."
Well, I think Jaime is fine with it because it helps him.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
Like.
He's like, yeah, you're not going to tell everyone about it.
Everyone that loves Bran or loved Bran is 10cc, the things we do for love.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. Everyone who loved Bran is hurt by this, and everyone who hurt Bran is helped by this.
Yeah. Damn. That's some crazy shit. I think that's all that happens there, right?
Basically, Bran sort of forgives him in a way, in the only way that he can.
Yeah, at least says it doesn't matter anymore.
Yes, your sins are washed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, you've gotten away with them.
Yeah. Yes.
So then Jaime and Tyrion have a bit of a chat in like the yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I liked this as well. Jaime like coming more and more to terms with like, oh shit, I've been a dumb idiot for years with Cersei.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
because he's saying like, she fooled me, she tricked me. You know, I got fucked over by this most recent of things.
Yeah. I bought her lies all the time.
Yeah.
And then Tyrion, I loved this line. The Tyrion's like, no, she never fooled you. You knew exactly what she was the whole time.
And you loved her anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And Jaime's like, oh, you summed up my whole character there.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, that was real succinct, Tyrion. Damn it.
The things we do for love. I'll just say that again.
His hair, flat out brown as
it's
well.
It's totally brown. I was thinking about that as well this episode.
I kind of like, because they even mention at some point, like last time we were here, you were a golden lion.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of think that is pretty nice, that idea that they get browner hair the more that they're, or the less that they're allied with
the Lannisters. Yeah, I agree.
Family, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. They have a bit of a wander around. They chat about some other stuff. I don't really remember what.
Yeah, but that was the main thing, I think, was like,
yeah.
Look, Cersei's fucked. Some stuff about the baby. Jaime's like, it's definitely real. It's definitely a baby, and I believe it's mine, was what he sort of was implying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because then they go up to, like, the battlements up the top.
Mm-hmm.
They've put some dragon glass into the top of the...
They've glued it on.
...things. Yeah, it looks flimsy.
It looked kind of fake,
yeah.
If I'm being honest. Like,
the dragon glass looks like a weird substance, though. I'm willing to accept it.
Yeah.
Just speaking of dragon glass, remind me of a cool thing that Gendry did when he whacked that axe into the thing. Gendry's hot.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Gendry's a straight up hottie, but he looks like he'd be a massive fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Do you know what I mean? He's a dirtbag.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. He rides BMXs still.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's probably enough. That's enough of the traits of that type of guy.
But out of the group, the friend group that he's in, he's the nice one.
Oh, he's super nice, but it's like, all right, mate. Joe Rogan doesn't have that good of a podcast.
Sure, yeah.
You don't need to listen to 4 hours of it a week, mate.
Yep, I think that's fair.
Calm it down.
He's a nice tradie.
Yeah. they walk up to the battlements, and at some point, like, Tyrion's talking about how, like, I'm going to die. It's fine, mate.
Yeah.
I thought I'd die at 80 with a woman sucking my dick.
Yep.
And Jaime's like, you say that heaps.
Yeah.
It's gotten lame. You're like, and Tyrion turning from like, I'm the biggest wit into like, I have some catchphrases like a dad that I keep saying.
Yeah. I'm the biggest wit to I'm the biggest fuck wit.
Oh, shit.
And now I'm the biggest wit.
Wap, 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 wap. That's Gendry's phone ringing. Wap, wap, wap. And yeah, Jaime kind of gets distracted by looking down at Brienne.
Yep.
Heads down to see her, right?
Yep. But first, Grey Worm's there. He literally just sort of like walks in front of him.
That's like, right.
Grey Worm's there. Okay. And then he just walks over to Brienne. It's establishing that all these characters are here.
I don't remember Grey Worm being there at all.
Yeah, I think he was just in charge of some soldiers.
He's looking at that bridge that folds.
Yeah, yes.
Into like a trap.
Yeah.
That's the because I understood after looking at it for a second that the bridge was about those spikes and it was about popping the spikes up. But for a second, it looked like just dropping people down into this very small trench. Like they'd be walking over and going, oh no. Oh, I'm fine.
I stumbled.
But yeah, then Brienne and Jaime have a little chat.
Mm. A very little chat. Mm. I expected this was going to be a full-on, you know, let's figure out all our issues and get it all out on the table and stuff. But it's basically just like... He's like, well, I'm here because I want to fight. And she's like, okay, well, fucking whatever then. He's like, well, I'd like to fight under you. I don't have two hands. And she's like, okay. And that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Pod's having a sword fight in the background.
Yes.
He's gotten better.
He's gotten good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. He's been training with Bran for ages.
For fucking years.
Yeah, they kind of squashed their beef.
Yeah, I guess
so. Not that they had much beef.
Yeah. It was more just like that weird tension.
Yeah, because they've always had... Yeah, exactly. They've respected each other, but always been in slightly tense situations, maybe.
Sure. And then
she's like, why are you being nice? Why are you being not an arrogant Lannister about this?
That's
like,
right.
Because my characters have changed.
Yeah. And I guess there's some tension there because of how closely they bonded and then the fact that he went back to Cersei.
Right.
And just was like, well, yeah, I'm still a cunt, so...
Yeah. Or at least, like, sleeping with one.
Yes.
Because... He's been better than Cersei for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But
basically from the Brienne storyline onwards.
Yeah. Next, I've got a fantastic note here.
Yeah?
Jorah Daenerys room.
Oh!
Is that what's next?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Not such a bad set of notes after all.
I mean, mine just says Danny and Jorah.
You didn't add the aspect of room?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, that's a little more difficult to follow.
Yeah, that's my bad.
I've spelled Daenerys differently every time I've written it too. I'm still really not sure how to write that.
I think I just have gone with Danny every single time.
Yeah. Right, this is Jorah vouching for Tyrion again.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was real nice.
Yes.
Jorah's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
He's gone from a nice guy into just a nice guy.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, like he's telling Daenerys about like, hey, when I found out that you made Tyrion...
Sorry.
I'll do the fucking voice.
Yeah.
When I found out that Tyrion was Hand of the King, I was like, why do women always go for fucking assholes?
Yeah, real bad boys.
Real bad boys.
I don't know if you know, but he's a whoremonger and he likes to drink wine. I don't know if he's said that repeatedly.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. But he's kind of gotten over his Daenerys thing.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Which
yeah.
is good. He seems to actually be helping her. And he's like, hey, look, he's actually a real good choice.
Yes.
Which he is a little bit, not confused by, but like, so your advice to me is put him in a higher position than you.
Mm.
And he's like, yep, I don't mind.
I've become one with the cuck.
I've become a political cuck.
Yeah.
I want to see someone fuck my position in government.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. He's like, he was the right choice. And it's because he's smart, which you know, but he also cops to his mistakes and he learns from them. He's not that arrogant to think that he can't improve. He knows when he fucks up and he tries to make it right.
He doesn't repeat his same mistakes again and again, like doing the Jorah voice when his voice is a bit too fucked up to do it well.
Yes, it's not quite like this at all.
No, it's nothing like this.
This is Fancy Russell Crowe. Jorah has more of a weird...
Fancy Russell Crowe, you mean Russell Raven.
Oh, very nice.
Mi nombre es... Oh, wait, why is Spanish just fancy? I was trying to think of a fancy way of saying my name is Maximus Meruilius, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But like...
that he kind of says it fancily.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was nice. They have a little chat.
Yes, yeah.
And then he offers a second piece of advice.
Mm.
And we see her walking in to say hi to Sansa.
Yes.
I liked this scene a lot.
I think it was really well done.
Yeah. Because
you think it's going to be either standoffish... or perfect resolution to their beef and everything's fine. And it's neither.
It's middle.
Yeah.
It's half beef, half standoff.
That's right.
It's a pointing guns at each other at a butcher's.
Yes.
It's... Sophie Turner is a great actor.
Yes.
She's gotten better and better. And like her in this scene and when she saw...
Theon. Yeah.
I wanted to say Tyrell. Really good acting.
Yes.
I know that Sansa is your favorite character,
mm-hmm.
and she is punching her way up the ranks for me.
Yeah, nice. What did you think of the acting of Emilia Clarke in this scene? Because I was a little confused by it.
Her acting is never...
Yeah.
Also, I saw Terminator Genesis, so that's colored my impression of her quite a lot.
Right. Negatively?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Because I have only seen her in this show, I think.
Right.
Maybe she was a supporting character in something I saw recently, like a superhero movie maybe or some shit. I don't think she's ever been particularly good. And now, she's not wooden. She's, I think, over-emoting.
Well, I kind of like what she's doing, though, actually, because this episode, in this scene and the scene with John later...
Scene with John was fine, I actually thought, yeah.
Well, and there's an undercurrent of her character having coming out a little more as this... She's so close to that throne now that each little roadblock in the way of it is pissing her off more and more.
Right.
And I kind of like seeing that side of her coming... to fruition. The fact that she's bringing up what Viserys used to tell her, that she's thinking about that sort of stuff.
Well, I think maybe it's not the performance. It is Daenerys.
Yeah.
That I found off-putting in this scene because she is so fake nice at the start.
Yeah.
And it sort of drains away a little bit and you start to see like maybe a psycho. I'm not sure.
I think that's deliberate and I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because... yeah, they have like a little chat at first. Like Sansa's in there talking to what's his fucking name.
Yep.
And
Mutton Chops.
And they're like, she's being a great leader again. He's like, we need to close again. She's like, nope, there's countryside people coming in.
Yep.
And when they come to the city, they get confused.
That's it.
Fucking meet up at Federation Square and it's like, it's massive. You're not going to find each other there because you're all going to go to different bits.
It's also on weird angles. It's like a slope. It's not nice to just sit around on.
It's a dumbass place.
Yeah.
And they need to change it.
They should have put an Apple store there.
Well, I genuinely would have been okay with that.
Same.
Because fuck that place anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like, you're ruining a Melbourne icon. It's like, oh, you're ruining that thing from 2001 that looks bad.
Yes, I completely agree.
How? So... yeah, she is. They have a little chat about like we got off on the wrong foot.
Yes. Sansa is like, yeah, I should have said, you know, like, thanks for saving us, thanks for saving John.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sorry for being a bitch.
They do seem to have some sort of, I can't remember what, there was something else that they said, but they're like, genuinely seeming to be like, okay, we can get along here.
Yeah.
And then Sansa is like, look.
It's all the John stuff. Daenerys right. is like, the reason I'm here. Sansa
is like, hey, so what's the problem between us? Sansa's yeah. like,
Sansa's like, well, I suspect you of manipulating my brother.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Daenerys kind of guesses, like, is it John? She's like, yeah, he loves you. And
men are stupid
around women. Yeah. Implying, like, him bending the knee to you is stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
Pretty boldly saying that right to her face.
Totally, yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, Daenerys kind of gets a bit more annoyed as it goes on because they start to realize, like, Daenerys says, okay, but John brought me here to fight his war.
Yeah.
I'm sort of doing this. Like, A, it's not his war. It's everyone's war. So yes. Don't take that. But
And she says the fact that she's able to be like, I came here to do this because of John. I'm in love with John. So you could say he manipulated me.
Yeah.
Like, it's as if it's
that's this, a pretty manipulative thing to say.
Exactly. Like, it's trying to just be like, well, look at the facts. You can't just disregard that. That's indisputable. So,
yeah.
You know, logically, you can't be mad at me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's not the right way to deal with this situation.
Yeah. And then it kind of ramps up to her being like, so what about after the war?
Yeah.
What happens then? Like,
yeah. I think I think they resolve the issues around John and being manipulated and stuff. I think that they actually do talk it out. I think Sansa's fine with that.
Everyone where they're sitting currently is okay with each other.
Yes.
Same as with Jaime. Like,
yep.
His main thing is like, okay, what about after this? But pretty much everyone thinks like, oh, there might not be an after this. In fact, Bran even says that. Like,
yes.
How do you know there will be a after this?
Basically, everyone up until a certain point later in the episode is like, we're all going to die here. We're dying here. This is the end. So whatever.
Yeah. But afterwards, she's like, so what about the North? And Sansa says, like, well, we fucking fought to have the North be independent.
Yeah.
And none of us want to go back on that.
Yeah. We shouldn't have bent the knee to you.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a king or a queen. We rule the North.
It's you can ours. Be the ruler of the Six Kingdoms.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound as good. Sounds like a burger restaurant.
Yeah.
Or like a theme park that's bad. But fuck off.
Basically, fuck off. And what are you going to do about it? Like, more in a, like, how do we solve this way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great because, like, she's seen two dragons.
Yeah.
To be like, nah, but still, get out of here.
It's the principle of the matter.
So they get called in before they kind of finish that to the hall again.
Yep.
Because Theon's bloody shown up.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Yep.
A hero's welcome for some reason.
Yeah.
Sansa's very happy to see him.
Yes.
Because he saved her life.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I get pretty pissed off at people who save my life.
Oh, okay.
Man, I was in this... Oh, whatever. I was a burning building once and a fireman saved me and I punched him.
Yeah,
I took his ladder and I fucking wore his hat.
Idiot.
I crashed his truck into another truck and then a third fire truck had to show up to put out the flames from that one. But yeah, everyone's kind of happy to see him.
And that's basically it, that scene. He arrives. He's like, Yara went home.
Yeah.
Daenerys gets a little bit of like a, but why didn't she come here? I think in her eyes.
I think she's fine with it. Like, because he does say to reclaim the Iron Islands in your name.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I think that actually, you can see, maybe it's just that I don't like Daenerys. Because you can see, I think, a lot of her thinking run through her eyes.
Yeah.
Within like a sentence of someone else talking.
I think in the last little period of time with her as well, she's getting more and more Targaryen-y.
Yes, yeah.
Which I am finding cool.
Yep.
And I want her to flip her shit at some point.
Yeah.
And fucking, well, like, we'll get to it at the end, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's, the end is like, oh shit, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be...
You're gonna flip your shit.
You're gonna flip your shit real hard. Daenerys.
There you go. Davos being nice is my next note.
Yeah, so Davos giving out food.
Giving out food and soup and stuff and talking to people and talking to the guy who's like, I'm not a fucking soldier. And Davos is like, neither am I. And I somehow have survived a bunch of things. So you just go with it.
I've survived. I can count the number of times I've survived on two hands. Five.
Yes.
And yeah, Gilly being nice as well. They help out that little kid who's like, I'm going to fight. And they're like, oh, go fight down in the safe part.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That kid's dumb as hell.
Yeah. That and that scene is when I started, when I was like, oh, what a charming little kid. Oh, it's probably going to die.
Yeah. Well, the kid has like a burn on her face. Mm. And I was wondering if that kind of reminded Davos of Shireen.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had like, he was taken aback by her straight away.
Sure.
I think it might have been a Shireen-y thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really all that is, right?
Yep. Just another one. Classic pre-war, pre-battle scene of like, the nice people are being nice to each other and they're going to survive.
And the civilians are scared because they're having to take up arms. And like, it's doing all the classic pre-war shit. Yep. And I love it.
Yep.
This whole episode had some genuine excitement and like tension for me.
Mm.
It's so... that's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so cool. That's my expert analysis of that.
Yes, right.
I'm Gendry and dead people bad,
yes.
Live people good.
Yes.
Excitement, fun.
Yeah, excitement, fun.
Tension, ooh, scary.
My next note is, the boys are back in town.
Yeah, I wrote Ed and shit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a horn blows and I was like, oh, fuck, is it about to happen? Yeah, is this war? But nah, it's just... Ed and Tormund. And like John's walking over to see Ed. He's happy to see him. Oh, Sam and Ed are hugging.
Yep.
They're all back. And then I want to say Tyrell again. That's just the name of another family. Tormund.
Tormund.
Every T name is Tyrell to me. Tormund tackles the shit out of John.
Yeah, yes.
That was a bit of fun.
That was good.
It scared my girlfriend.
Yeah, it kind of scared me as well.
Yeah, you both went like, ah. And I was cool about it.
Yeah, man.
I was tough as hell.
You know, it's not, you don't, feeling emotion is not cool.
Yeah, if anything, that made me more relaxed. If a tiger jumps out of the forest at me, I go, oh, thank God. finally.
Sweet release of death. Yeah.
But they have a little...
a little chit chat. They bring them up to speed on where the dead are, which is nearby.
Yeah. We were at Last Hearth. What about the Umbers? They fight for the dead now.
Yep.
Everyone gets a little bit tense. And then we have our first montage of the episode. First of two. With John's voiceover of like, we can't fight them.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, they outnumber us.
Yeah.
There's no way we can take them on head on in battle. And there's like a little montage of like, I think everyone being a bit scared and like the battlements and shit.
Yep.
And then, yeah, they're like planning around that table.
Mm.
They have made so many little dominoes for the dead.
They really have.
Just put them all along one edge of the fucking table.
I really noticed that. Because like you've often brought up like the dumb little Warhammer tabletop gaming.
Going down a Games Workshop and fucking planning for your battle. Like, but, okay, and this, I didn't have another one. So this is actually a Mage Knight figurine and that'll have to be an orc for this time. Sorry.
But like, because like, I remember season... two, I think, maybe, where we get Charles Dance, you know, in his little tent and the Lannisters are planning.
Yeah.
And they've got, you know, like five or six figurines.
Little wolf heads and stuff.
But this is a full fucking real, like, this would have cost $300 to $400 to buy from Games Workshop.
Dude, there are at least six figurines here. You're correct.
But they really, it was ridiculous to me.
I know, it's a bit silly.
Yeah.
But pretty much everyone's there standing around this table planning out what the battle's going to be.
Yep.
And Bran brings up.
Mm. He bigs himself up.
Brad's like, hey, I'm the best one. He's probably going to come after me.
Totally. Totally.
Which is something you'd think he might have brought up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Mm.
I guess the concept of earlier doesn't exist to him.
Very true.
In the same way.
Yeah, because he's not Bran.
No, he's not Bran.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's mentioned that at any point.
I don't think he has.
But he's not Bran.
Yeah.
But
yes, he is like, one of the other ones is like, we can't fucking kill all the dead, but it might be John is like, but the Night King, if we kill him, everyone dies.
Right, exactly. Which, is, it's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. The leap, I guess they don't have a choice though, because you kill a White Walker, the ones that fucking raise dies. It does make sense.
They
don't know it for a fact.
Yes.
I guess they do know that the Night King was the original one though, because those children of the forest like told Bran.
Yeah. Do we definitely know that this is the same guy?
I don't know. I think so. It does make sense. And
it makes sense.
What's your other option? And at the end, when we see them, there's a lot more of the White Walker generals than I thought there were.
There
was like a whole line of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense because they've been killing more alive people. So they, and I think they are alive. They have to be alive for them to turn them into one of those guys.
Oh, okay, right.
That like that's what they did to the baby.
Yes.
In that other episode. So there's probably a little toddler White Walker out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, Bran mentions that and he's like, look, we'll use me as bait. They're like, oh, okay, well, we'll put you in the caverns where it's safest down in the crypts. Like, nah, put me near the tree.
Yeah.
The tree looks cool and there'll be a fun fight near there. Put me at the tree.
But also, like, if we're going to use all of our, you know, our strengths, dragons, we've got to be out in the open.
Right. Yes, that's a good point. Yeah, they can't fight in the crypt.
Yeah.
I mean, they could. They could crawl through there.
But I reckon they would lose.
Nah, but it'd be cute. Like when a dog goes like under a bed.
Oh, yeah, that's
pretty
cute.
Crawl around.
Yeah. The little kid White Walker would be down there.
Yeah. And they'd end up being friends. So, yeah, the plan is they're kind of reluctant to use Bran as bait, but he's like, nah, fuck off. This is our only way of doing it.
Yeah.
Put me near the tree. Don't be too close to me because we can't be. I can't be too protected or else the Night King won't actually show himself.
Yes.
Yeah, because when they explain, hey, we need to kill the Night King to make them all die, Jaime's like, well, he's going to hide then.
Yes.
I think it's Jaime who says that.
Yeah, he clearly then won't be out in the open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, why would he come for you, Bran? What's so special about you? And he's like, first of all, I'm not Bran.
Yep.
Secondly, I hold the entire history and knowledge of all of mankind in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to rub out the world.
Mm.
So... he's gonna kill me. And then Sam is like, I like books.
Yep.
Bran is basically a giant book.
Yep.
If I wanted to hate books, I'd burn the biggest book, which is Bran. And everyone's like, damn, that's smart as hell, Sam.
I really didn't like that explanation from him. I thought it was a little, I don't know.
He's got magic power. I reckon Bran's lying about it.
Right.
He's got some magic powers and there's got to be, because he says the Night King's tried to kill the Three-Eyed Raven again and again and again.
Yeah.
Multiple times, several versions of them. So there's got to be something else going on there.
Yeah. I reckon. That makes sense. Yeah.
Because I don't think the Night King even does want to just bring on an endless night and kill everyone and just like be...
Sure. This is the first time we've heard about his motivations.
Totally.
And it's like, well, that's kind of underwhelming. So I don't think it can be that.
No, I reckon there's more to it than that because we've seen... We know that Bran is capable of time travel in some ways.
Yes.
We know that Bran has some magic ass powers. He's more than a book.
Mm.
He's more than a game. So I reckon there's something else going on there and he's lying.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I like that. I like that idea.
Because, and then, yeah, Sam says something about like, well, that does make sense because death is kind of forgetting. And if we forget all the books, then that's death.
Yeah.
We're, like, I guess, sort of.
That to me is like a... It's along the same vein as like clapping to make fairies come back to life in Peter Pan. Like it's a kind of dumb fairy tale sort of line.
I reckon that's getting subverted at some point.
Yeah, good.
And when the big reveal about who the Night King really is or whatever happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the plan. Get the Night King to come and attack Bran. He knows where he is because of the mark.
Yep.
And
just try and hold everyone else off in a giant battle until that happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be sick. That's when I wrote genuinely exciting.
Right.
I like the stakes being set up here. I like everyone feeling scared.
Yep.
Literally anyone could die.
Yep.
That I love that.
I do like this as the setup for the end. Yeah. I think it could have been done much worse.
It's the only issue with it is the weeks in between, as far as I'm concerned. If this was 1 3-hour long episode, including the next one, then... howdy doody.
Yeah, sure. Howdy doody, partner.
Oh, the other note was so many dominoes.
Yeah, so many dominoes.
But that was just because I was feeling sick from all that pizza that I ate.
Very good. My next note is, we're all going to die, Tyrion and Bran. I think Tyrion and Bran have a chat.
I think maybe they say that around that table.
Maybe, yeah.
I think they say, like, no, we're dead.
Well, Tyrion is not allowed to fight. Also happens.
Yeah, that's right. And because Cersei's like, you got a big old brain, and I need that big brain down in the big brain box, which I call the crypt.
Yes.
And everyone's like, why do you fucking call it that? She's like, that's where brains go. That's where we should put the brains. Do you mean Bran? Oh, is that his name?
I'm not Brain.
His brother who got shot by Ramsay, Pinky. Yeah, I think that all happens there.
Because yeah, okay.
That's when Bran says, how do you know we will make it out of this? I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think the next bit is Grey Worm and Missandei planning a holiday.
Yep.
Fucking B characters.
Yeah. Like, Pinky's there because they go, Nath!
Yeah. Damn, that's good.
Yeah, they're going to know.
What are we doing today, Grey Worm? Same thing we do every day, Missandei. Being pretty irrelevant to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, rubbing your non-existent genitals against mine, I think.
The kids are scared of Missandei. They run away.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Grey Worm and Missandei have a chat of like, after all this is finished, we're not allied to Daenerys anymore.
We don't belong here. We just don't belong here. We want to live, like Grey Worm's from, you know, a nice sunny town.
Yeah.
So is she.
Yeah, they're like, do you want to grow old here?
Yeah.
She's like, we probably won't. We're going to die tomorrow.
I'm growing cold here.
Damn. Let me warm you up.
So, yeah, you're right. They want to fuck off. This is not where they belong.
And it's a nice little dream that they've got. That they will never get to do because they die and they'll be holding hands going like, I will see you in Nath.
Absolutely, they're going to burn to death.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
Nice and warm. Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so actively like, oh, whenever they show up, but...
They just... I don't think they have a purpose. Every other character has a purpose, a goal, motivations that are leading somewhere. Yeah. Whereas these two, I think, are like... They've been saved from slavery.
Yeah.
And now they are in love. That's about it.
I think I'm just not invested enough. Yeah. I think their characters and their relationship are too shallow for me to enjoy it as the, like, here's the emotional sort of how everyone's feeling part of this battle preparation.
Sure.
It's a little thin to me.
Yeah.
Tell you what was thick as hell, though. That wolf up on the wall with Sam and John and Ed.
Yes.
Sam and John have a little chat. Ed comes up there. And I loved this bit.
Yeah, this was great.
So nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple of buddies reminiscing about high school.
That's it.
Remember when we were up on the wall and fucking old Mr. Alistair Thorne, that bastard, he gave us detention. And we were like, get out of here, Thorny.
Yeah, yeah. And then he stabbed me in the chest.
Yeah, he killed me, but I hung him. Hanged him.
Thank you.
I don't know why that is pronounced hanged. I've never known why that is the thing.
Don't know either, but it is.
I hung him.
No, you hanged him.
No, I hung him.
I think it's just because it hanged specifically refers to execution.
Yeah, I guess so. But they just have a little...
Just a little bonding.
A little catch up, little look how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, you're still a virgin.
That's right.
And then Ed makes fun of Sam for liking a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done it like twice, man.
Couple of times. And he's killed a White Walker. Don't forget that.
Yeah, he brings that back up. He's killed Fens. Fen.
Fen.
Please.
Yeah.
I've killed Fens. Fen? No, and Fen. Whatever.
No, I was going to do the same thing.
I couldn't figure out how to get to it, but close enough.
If you hadn't said it, I was just going to yell out no one then.
they just have a nice little catch up and they're like, well, fuck, we're going to die. Whoever's still alive, burn the others.
Yep.
They remember their mates, the fallen. And that's them.
That's them.
What's next?
The next is a ever-expanding cast of characters hanging out in front of the fire.
That's right.
Because I wrote number 13, scene number 13, Tyrion and Jaime, and then I had to write and Brienne, and Podrick, and Davos, and Tormund.
And then?
No, and then.
Tyrion and Jaime are having a drink being like, fuck, our family sucked. Kind of wish our dad was here so we could hate this.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't this the worst thing that could ever happen in his eyes?
His two... only sons dying to save Winterfell.
Yeah.
Damn, he'd fucking hate that and I love it.
Mm.
Probably still a bit of a sore spot for Jaime.
Like, I was going to say.
He killed him though.
Yeah, Jaime doesn't seem to bring... He doesn't bring it up. He doesn't seem too fucked up about it.
No.
He's just like, yeah, everything's fucked.
Yeah, I guess it's just like, what's the point of being bothered by it now? Because we're all actually sure we're going to die.
Yeah.
Then yeah, Brienne and Pod ain't come in to warm themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrion pours Pod a ridiculous glass of wine.
He spills it everywhere.
I thought he was like it was because he was super drunk.
Right, right.
But it's because Brienne's like, you can only have half a cup.
Yeah, he wants to spoil him.
He's his little big dick son.
Yes.
So they come in. Davos and Tormund come in later.
Yep.
Tormund, oh, that fuck, yeah. So yeah. They're all having a chat. They're all doing the classic, like, well, we're going to die, so might as well enjoy our last few moments. Yep. Let's all be nice to each other and hang out.
Yep.
Tormund is very happy to see Brienne.
He
certainly
is.
First thing
he
said when he showed up was, yeah, is the big woman here?
That's right.
And
because they're going to go around a bit. You're right. They're trading a few stories. Tormund's like, now your nickname is the King Killer?
Yeah.
And Jamie's like, well, some people call me that.
You actually kind of said it wrong, but yeah, whatever.
I'm not going to bring it up. And Tormund's like, well, my nickname is Giant Spain.
Yeah. And then tells the strangest story.
My note for this is weird story.
Mine is weird story.
Oh, snap.
Because the fuck it, yeah. Like when someone tells you something about their childhood that they think was normal.
Right.
But you're like, okay, that was a strange way for you to live.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to show off in front of Brienne.
Yes, he is.
Trying to prove himself to be the bigger man than Jamie is.
Yep.
And so he tells this story about how he killed a giant, then got into its wife's bed at 10 years old and was suckled on its teat for months because she thought he was a baby.
3 months.
Oh, man.
And that's why I'm so big and strong.
Giant's milk. And then fucking drinks his whole big horn of... That was the same shit that made Davos choke before that Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It spills all down his beard. He's getting it everywhere.
Yeah. Everyone's like, looking at each other.
Yeah, like, there's like a solid minute of just furrowed eyebrows.
Yes, yeah. Brienne really doesn't seem to be turned on by it.
No, but I was.
Okay.
Dude.
Great.
There was a horn on the screen, yes, and a horn at my peen.
Great.
I like that scene. It was funny. It's nice. Yeah. They're all kind of getting along.
I love that. This is one of the key ones for me of like bringing all these characters together and having them bounce off each other and it being really fun.
Totally. I think they're all like, they bring up at maybe this point or later on, like, I think every one of us here has tried to kill the Starks.
Oh,
at
yeah.
At some point. That's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, but they were the main characters. So
yeah,
we can do all of them. We got some.
Yeah. Most of them.
Yeah, pretty much all of them. Yeah. And like, Bran isn't a Stark anymore, so we can count him.
Yes.
Bran's not Bran.
Yep. In fact, there's only two left. Really? Oh, well, Jon's a half Stark.
Sansa.
Arya. Yeah,
but Jon's a Targaryen. So it's just Sansa, really. Oh, and Arya.
Arya.
I forgot about Arya.
Yeah, the title of our show.
Yeah. I think my brain is doing some blocking Arya out of my head for a scene that's about to come up.
Interesting. Why is that?
Well, she talks to the Hound and...
Yeah. And Beric up on the wall.
She goes up and talks to the Hound and Beric up on the wall.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Well, my note here says that she goes and talks to the Hound and Beric up on the wall.
Which wall?
It's at Winterfell.
Who does she talk to?
The Hound and Beric.
Who's the Hound?
His name is Greg Sandor Clegane.
Sandor Clegane, yeah. The man's Gregor.
Yeah.
It's just Greg.
Gregor, no one then.
So, yeah, they just have a little chat about like, hey, oh, the Hound's like, you never used to fucking shut up. Why are you so quiet now? She's like, guess I've changed. Why, how come you're here? You were fighting for the Brotherhood without banners. You like seem like you're helping people. What's going on with that? And he's like, I helped you. Guess I've changed.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Beric comes over and they're both like, fuck off, Beric.
Oh, you're so annoying,
who the
Beric.
Fuck are you? Stop giving a sermon. Thoris is dead. Fuck you.
Well, maybe the Lord of Light has a purpose for all of us.
Fuck off about the Lord of Light. He's going to feel like a bitch when I throw you over this wall. Please, I like that little
please
bit.
Please don't throw me over this wall.
And then, yeah, Arya fucks off because she's like, you guys suck.
Yeah, you're old bastards.
And then they both kind of toss that pigskin to each other like, mm-hmm, we do kind of suck.
Yeah.
But whatever, I guess we'll hang out with each other.
Hey, the Hound's like, hey, at least I had an interesting storyline for a while, okay?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So Arya leaves. She goes down to some spear storage area.
Sure.
And Gendry stores a spear.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they have a little chat, Arya and Gendry. She's like, so that Red Woman, do you think she was hot? Yeah. He's like, oh, she like put leeches on me because I'm Robert Baratheon's son. She's like, yeah, was it your first time? Mm. No, I never had leeches on me before.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
I like that. That was funny. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good joke.
Then she starts asking him, so how many women you fucked?
Mm.
Yeah, you fucked heaps of women.
A weird way to start this.
Arya's weird.
She's really weird.
She is a strange young girl now.
Yes.
And still very much a very young girl.
Totally.
Comes across as like a little sister type.
Too young.
And then she's like, hey, Gendry, I want to know what fucking is.
Yeah, we're all going to die. This also is a classic pre-war thing. Someone has to get
right. Yeah, fucked. Yeah, yeah. They're like, well, it's our last night, so...
Yeah, the young American soldier and the French milkmaid have a dalliance in the barn.
Yeah, I would never have had the word milkmaid in my head enough to be able to bring it up. So, yeah, they strip off and get the fuck, and she's got a
Tormund's nickname should be milkmaid.
That's very good.
Yes. Yeah,
maybe his real name was Giant's Babe.
Oh, yeah.
And someone had a cold when they said it. No, that's the reverse of a cold. Ends turned to bees with a cold, not the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. My notes for this were Arya and the Hound and Beric and Gendry. Root? No!
I wrote, oh, God. Yeah, there was something about this scene where it's like accidentally seeing the wrong photo on your little sister's phone or something.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just a real... Oh, Jesus.
It was really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what this like reaction generally is to that because it just felt like there's no way that can't be uncomfortable.
And look, good for them.
The other side of it is good for them. Yeah.
Yeah, like Arya's got to get out there. Like, hey, if you're a woman now, get to being a woman.
Sure.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna watch.
No.
You get out of my face with that shit.
Yeah.
Throw two of them knives in my eyes.
Oh, please.
And then when I look around, the knives move with my eyes.
Ah, yes.
And I can do chopping because there's knives on either end and I can chop stuff by just looking up and down.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, just a very like...
You really give someone a sharp glare with that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
A cutting glance.
Ooh.
A knifey look.
There's not much else to say about that scene except that it was bad.
It's not bad. It's
bad and wrong.
I think that it's interesting how like attached to Arya as the little sister figure we've gotten by that being like, no, Arya, put your pants back on. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like go into a different room. Fuck off. I don't want to see this.
I think that Gendry was also a little taken aback by it.
Well, Gendry's always been a bit of a like...
He's a bit of a dum-dum.
Dopey guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he was into it.
Oh, he seemed into it. Let me put on some music. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I like this idea of Gendry just being a scumbag.
Yes.
Like a well-meaning scumbag type.
Yeah, totally.
Not a bad guy.
Totally.
So, yeah, back up at the fire.
Yep.
Everyone's...
This is good.
What did I write down? Something like mad bold pod. What happens with pod?
I don't think anything happens with pod.
Well, I've written nad bolo pod or something like that. I know what it is.
What is it?
They're having a little chat with each other and Tormund asked Brienne why she's not a sir.
Right.
I think, like, why are you not a knight? And she's like, oh, tradition, women can't do it. And he's like, well, fuck tradition.
Mm.
You're tough as shit.
Mm-hmm. But what does Nad Bolo Pod mean?
She told Pod that she wanted to be a knight. She's like, I never wanted to be a knight anyway to Tormund. And then Pod's like, gives her kind of a knifey look.
Right.
Because he's like, you did want to be a knight. Sure. You told me that.
Yeah.
And then Jaime gets up and he's like, you know what? You can be a knight.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Knights can make knights. So let's do it.
Mm.
Let's knight the shit out of you. That's and there's it. A very touching knighting
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, it's nice. It's I lovely. Liked it. It's cool that they set up that everyone was hanging out there so they could all be like, yay, and clap and be like very, yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, I really liked it. Brienne is Sir Brienne of Tarth now.
Yep.
Or will she still be of Tarth?
I think so.
Does that change when Sir Brienne, Protector of the Realm or something like that?
Yeah, she's a knight. Yeah. Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
She's a flat-out knight.
Yeah.
She is as tough as Paul McCartney.
I was thinking about that as that was going on. Like, these days, knights are like, yeah, fucking Sir George Martin and Sir Paul McCartney and Sir Ringo Starr and...
Arise, Sir Sacha Baron Cohen.
I could see that someday.
You reckon?
Yeah.
But he would like, he'd do so. Doesn't Ali G meet the Queen and Ali G in the house?
Yeah.
And then like sees her underwear or something?
Yeah, he dacks her, I think. Maybe he dacks the Queen.
I think he dacks the Queen.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Damn it.
But yeah, I was like, fuck, no one's fighting anyone to become a knight these days.
You just
have a good song or charity work.
Yeah.
Or both.
Dude, if you can save the world with a song, then I'd love to do that. The things I'd do for love. Then outside, Sam overhears Leanna and her cousin, Jorah.
Yes.
Having a bit of a chat about like, fuck you, I'm fighting.
Mm.
I am tough as hell. I got this cool ass armor.
Yep.
I'm going to go out there with a sword in my hand and a song in my heart. That's things I do for love.
The last battle I was at, I was sitting there near the front lines.
Yep. That's
like true. She was.
Dude, and fucking, she has to fight.
Yeah.
She is like the head of that house and she's tough as shit. Give her a gun.
I think, was it her who was like, all of the kids in my kingdom are getting armed.
Yeah.
Like where everyone is coming to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was even like, I'm going to fight. I'm a woman and I'm a kid. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to swing two swords.
Yes.
And I'm going to die definitely.
So that reminds me of the fact that last episode, the Glovers didn't show up to help.
Right.
So that's something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the Glovers. So the Glover leader is that bald guy, right?
Yeah, who was like really.
Danny.
Really.
Danny Glover. And he's getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, good.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, didn't come up this time, but surely that comes up at some point.
Maybe they escape to where the Glovers are staying or something. Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, that's true. They did make a point.
Well, they get particularly fucked over. Like the Glovers get fucked over by the, you know, something. It's got to come up.
Yeah. Maybe that's the opening of the next episode or something is them to show how strong the fucking Night King and whatever their army is. They just get overrun.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Something like that. And then Sam comes down and has a little chat with Jorah. I like Sam and Jorah's thing here.
Yes.
Just like firm friends immediately.
Totally. I think of all Sam's interactions, it's him and Jorah that I like the most. That is where I like Sam the most as a character.
Totally. When he's doing the shit that he's good at is like being smart and helping people.
Yes.
In like a selfless kind of a way like he does. And he brings down, what's the name of that fucking sword?
Heart.
Heart's Bane? Is it Heart's Bane?
It could be Heart's Bane again, yeah.
Because that fucking sword suckled on a giant's teeth for 3 months. Heart's Bane. I think it's Heart's Bane.
I think so, yeah.
Because the bane of your heart, because you stab your heart.
That makes sense.
And he presents him with that sword because he's like, your dad taught me to be a man, and being a man is doing the right thing at the right time, and this is the right thing, so have a sword.
I liked it.
Super nice.
Really nice.
A couple of very sweet scenes in this episode.
Yeah.
The knighting, the fucking this one. There was another one somewhere. Ed and shit on the wall.
Yeah, Brienne and Jamie making up earlier.
Yeah. Everyone kind of going like, hey, look, I guess none of this really fucking matters, does it? Mm. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Let's just do it.
So, yeah, he hands in the sword. And I didn't get bored.
Great.
Speaking of singing, really cool rhymes.
Yes.
Up at the up back at the little fire where everyone's hanging out. Tina's like, can someone sing a song? We're out of wine. Come on, one of you fuckers must know a song. Mm-hmm. Davos is like, you would rather die than hear me sing.
Yeah.
I like Davos.
Yeah.
Tormund doesn't want to. Pod pipes up.
Oh, so he really has pipe up.
So I've written a note.
Yeah, you showed it to me at the time as well.
I pointed at it with a smug little smile. So, weird. The music's coming from Pod. I guess you could call him a Zune music player. iPod. I wrote the note iPod.
Yeah, it's good.
And then we have our second montage of the episode as everyone's kind of... I love a... This is Lord of the Rings shit too.
Yes.
The soft song over the top of everyone getting scared and having a fucking crazy battle. Coming.
Yes.
Because, well, I mean, they were fighting a battle in the Lord of the Rings one. But yeah, they're getting ready. They're looking nervous.
Yes.
Jorah's looking at the tree line.
Mm.
Got his big sword. He's on a horse. Doing flips and shit. it's a
classic check in with everyone and remember who's there and what the stakes are.
Classic ending montage.
Yes. However.
Ooh, wait, there's one more scene left. So I liked this. I'm surprised that this happened.
This was also very well done, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
John's down in the crypts. He's having a stare. You assume it's at Ned?
Oh, well, you'd be wrong. Now that he knows who his real parent Stark is, he's like, well, I'm not going to the Ned statue.
Yeah.
I'm going to the mum statue.
You'd be fucking freaked out. Imagine learning about a mum.
Yeah.
I've never learned about mums. I don't know what they are, but I know it's the word.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Yeah, he's looking at Lyanna. Daenerys comes in and she's like, that crazy aunt, huh? Guess you would have liked your aunt. Shame about my brother raping her. That's what happened.
Mm, she's your aunt, and that's what happened.
Yep. And he's like,
she's not my aunt. And you are.
holy shit. I like that he's been sort of distant to Daenerys during this episode when they've been like spending time.
You're right. Even in that very, very first scene with Jaime, he was like, he was not expressive. No. He didn't look at Daenerys, I don't think.
No,
like,
he's been pulling away from her a bit and then does the same thing here. She goes, like, puts his arm around.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, all right. Because I got something to tell you, and just flat out tells her. I'm your uncle or niece, nephew. And
he just flat out tells her several different things, conflicting.
My name's Bill. No, it's not. It's Bob. No, it's John. No, it's Aegon.
Yeah.
So he, tells her they got married. They were in love. They had me. They hid it from Robert. I'm Aegon Targaryen. And her first reaction is, holy shit, that means you get the throne. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved that.
Yes. Yep, it was great.
He looked pissed off about that being her reaction.
Yep.
It's gone as poorly as that information could have
totally
created a situation.
That was about as poorly a sentence could have been said too.
Listen, you're right.
So she's like, that means you get the throne. It's not true.
Yeah.
It can't be true. How can you believe that? It's not true.
Bran and Sam told me. She's like, oh, your brother and your best friend told you.
Oh, convenient. Huh. Convenient. Interesting. Yeah.
And this is a secret that who else knew? No one. Mm-hmm. No one else in the world knew. Weird. That's strange.
Yeah.
And sort of seems to buy it, though. Is like denying it because of the implications of it, I think, not because of her actual disbelief of it.
Yep, I think that's true. I think that's what's happening, yeah.
Because John has never lied.
Yeah.
And she trusts John, and why would John make up shit about this?
Yeah.
So then, her first fucking reaction is, well, that gives you claim to the throne. Fuck you, I don't want you to be king.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't say it, but that is the tone.
Yeah. Yep.
God, she loves drama.
She loves it. And he is just over it. But he also, like, his reaction is not like a, oh, I'm so offended that you would. It's like a steely gaze of like
disappointment almost.
Yeah, disappointment and like resolve. Like, okay, well, if this is how it's going to go, then I'm going to be prepared for it.
Because I don't think he has any want for the throne.
He doesn't. That's
he literally didn't want the throne that he was given as King of the North.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, I really like this power hungriness coming out more and more in Daenerys. And we have seen it, but over on a continent that we didn't really have as much investment in.
Yeah.
And like, she was liberating slaves and she, you know, but she was conquering.
She was.
And now she's here doing it to people who we care about and people who are, you know, kind of free.
Yeah.
And it's coming out more and more, that like fucking shitty Targaryen-y part of her. And I like it a lot.
Yep. The Mad Queen.
Yeah.
It's coming out.
I mean, not even mad, just like fucking regular. Like, not no sure. break the wheel type person, no fucking stop this cycle, I'm a benevolent, whatever. Mm. Just like, oh, you are the same.
Mm.
There's a bit when I think Jaime and Tyrion are talking. I think it's them.
Mm.
Jaime's like, so she's different, is she? Jaime's like, Tyrion's like, yep, I'm sure of it. And Jaime's like, are you, how are you sure?
Because
I've been fooled by a blonde woman before.
Yep.
Real good.
Yeah.
That tension of that reaction, like her fucking immediately going like, well, you'd have claim to the throne.
Yeah. And it's like, well, fuck the position that they're in now, because Cersei's not coming to help.
No. Nope.
And if that relationship between Daenerys and Jon breaks down,
they're fucked.
Everything's fucked. Like, the whole world is fucked then, basically.
Yeah. But a horn blows.
Mm-hmm.
A baby cries. A mother dies. What's that song?
In the Ghetto.
That's the one. I knew it was a song. And...
What's that on the horizon? It's that shot from the trailer.
They come up to the battlements. They kind of have a look, John and Daenerys, at each other of like, well, we can't sort this now.
Yeah.
And kind of have a nod and a, well, off we go to battle. Tyrion looks angry that it's happening.
Yep.
He's like, ah, fuck. Turns out.
I really didn't want to almost die again.
And like you said, boom. Yeah. Horse leg down on the snow.
Which I was like, they're using the same shot as that. Oh, it's a trailer.
Yeah. And here's the fucking Night King and his army.
Yeah, with Winterfell visible on the horizon. The fires, the torches are burning. You can see it right there.
A whole bunch of generals. Not the actual Night King. We don't see him.
Mm.
Some soldiers. Battle's next.
Battle's next.
We didn't watch, like, there is the next week on Game of Thrones thing. We're not watching those.
Yeah, I'd never like to watch those.
No, because, yeah, we were saying before that you get too much information from them. Even if it only shows little bits, you're like, oh, well, that mean, and the context of that being shown means this. And
yeah.
So, yeah, that's the last episode before we're going to see some fucking major deaths probably.
Yeah.
This time, some big old sword swings.
Oh, I was going to say, when Jorah's getting the sword off Sam, there's all these like weird angles that like show like the background. I thought he was going to get killed.
Oh, really?
I thought that was going to be like the start of the battle, like a fucking arrow like
Yeah, right.
There's like a really weird like Dutch angle looking up at him with like clearly the background visible. Right. And I was like, oh, this is getting tense. I think it was just a cinematic device,
right.
I guess.
I didn't notice that.
That
could have been cool if Jorah had gotten killed and then Sam has to take the sword.
And I was like, oh, this is where we start. This is where the characters start to die.
Yeah. But no, they've got a little bit of time.
They got one episode.
Yeah.
So,
fucking hell. Next week, we will be fucking watching that big Battle of Winterfell.
Yeah. We've got a couple of emails here.
Uh-huh.
Just a quick one to get out of the way from Sarah. She's emailing from Canada. She likes the show, likes the filthy... she asks if we consider doing the Game of Thrones Telltale game as a bonus episode. Maybe. We don't really know what we're doing after the series itself ends. Probably just like having maybe one more to talk about everything and that's it.
Yeah. Literally haven't planned anything.
Yeah.
So we're going to play it as it lies because the next 4 weeks after this are obviously about the show and... We'll see what the ending of the show is and how we feel about that. And no idea.
No idea. Yeah.
Sorry. Filthy, by the way, if you don't know, is another podcast we do called Filthy Casuals about video games.
Yeah, it's very good. We do it with Tommy Daslow. It's a fun podcast.
Yeah.
That is, nominally about video games, mostly about anything but.
I just wanted to mention that in case anyone didn't know and you're like, loves filthy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Loves it real dirty.
There's another long email from Craig.
Let's go.
From Scotland. He says, big fan of the show. Only started listening a few months ago. But I'm glad someone decided to do this podcast as it has strengthened what I knew of the show, probably in opposition to what we've said about the show. My question's about the resolution. There seems to be a lot of theories about the Night King and Bran and time, which I can see being a major part of the final episodes. I feel this would be a bit of a blow to the fans of the show who have put effort into learning the geography, family lines, politics, and are more interested in how things will progress after the White Walkers.
True.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
My question is, if they do decide to focus on Westeros for the final resolution, all the politics, all that stuff, who do you see sitting on the Iron Throne? And his theory is one that I think is similar to one we've spoken about before, that there will be no monarchy afterwards. Daenerys talks a few times about breaking the wheel and doing something new. Her closest advisors, Varys and Tyrion, seem to be... going with the idea of giving voice to the people.
Yeah.
John has been chosen as king, but he doesn't want to be king. I can see any of them coming from the Battle with the Dead and deciding to abolish the monarchy and trying to create some kind of parliament or something like that, like a democracy or something. He says, incorrectly, I believe, Daenerys can't have kids. We think she
probably can. Yeah. I mean, they've said that she can't a bunch, but they've said a lot of things.
Yeah. There are a lot of major houses who've been ground to dust in the wars already. He said he's tried to convince his friends, but no one really buys it. But he was wondering if we could see something like that happening, or if we think the resolution will be caught up with the White Walkers and we'll never really see what happens with Westeros.
It's a good point that, like, they have... The talk was always, who's going to end up on the Iron Throne?
Yeah.
And maybe the point is to invalidate the Iron Throne and go, like, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that being satisfying if they do it in the right way, and having it be like, oh, fuck, here's this thing. Even if the Night King is just a force of nature and whatever, it could still be maybe a little ham-fisted, like, see?
Right.
All your infighting was pointless.
Right, right.
I can't see Daenerys giving up her power at this point. I don't believe that break the wheel shit anymore.
Maybe she is going to realize, as she sacrifices herself for the good of the people, that breaking the wheel means getting rid of herself.
Maybe
she realizes that her own lust for power is too strong.
Yeah, there's been, I've heard people talk about Jon and Daenerys sort of having a kid, and that being the marriage of the Targaryen and the Stark thing, and that kid being able to be the one. That would mean a massive flash forward, which I can see happening.
Yeah,
I don't know. With the resolution of all the Westerosi politics stuff, might not happen.
Yeah.
Because Cersei and Euron and shit are still kind of in play down the bottom, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So but then, maybe that comes up.
Like, the timeline in terms of what's left, it seems like it has to be battle with the White Walkers, win the battle with the White Walkers,
or retreat, and the rest of the series is about that battle going further and further south.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon happens.
Well, one way or the other, they're going to get you. No, yeah. One way or the other, they end up taking on Cersei.
Yeah.
And then something happens after that.
More than likely, the Night King gets defeated.
Yeah.
And we wrap up Westeros, and it's either in a radically different position, or it's like, oh no, Daenerys is on the throne and she isn't that different.
Mm.
Or it's, oh fuck, Cersei is still on the throne. Or something else happens. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I can't pick it. I can't. There's a whole bunch of things that would make sense for this narrative, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one it's going
to
be.
Totally. And I think it could be satisfying to either A, happy ending, democracy comes to Westeros. B, oh no, a tyrant's on the throne and it was all for nothing and the politics were important and Cersei wins.
Yep.
Or C, the Night King demolishes all and it didn't really matter. Or D, we beat the Night King and fucking a joke character ends up on the throne. Tormund's there and he winks at the camera at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
Not me.
Us in 4 weeks, though.
Yes.
One more month.
Yep.
One more month of Game of Thrones existing, and then I will purge it from my memory.
Okay. Like a certain Night King wants to do.
We'll be back in the next week of that month. We'll be back next week.
Yes.
Episode 3, probably one battle for the entire episode.
Yeah.
That's my guess. One long ass battle. That'd be cool. Bunch of people going to die.
Yep.
And I'm going to really enjoy it. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
So I hope you're excited and I hope you come back next week for more of Are You Talking to Me?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.